because I've seen some of my grandpas. They were red and they had the buttons that opened up.
Yes, I've seen them.
And this is what you wear on your hands to keep them
gloves,
warm.
Mittens.
Mittens, okay. And you wear this on your head to keep the sun off of your...
My cap.
Okay. What other kind of things you put on your head to keep the sun off?
Well, I usually, to keep the sun off, I wear a straw hat.
A hat, okay. So, tell me the difference between a cap and a straw hat and a cowboy hat.
Well, a straw hat is much cooler than a cowboy hat. A cowboy hat, as we refer to them, as a felt hat.
Uh-huh.
And it's much warmer than a straw hat.
Mm.
A straw hat we wear out in the sun because it's cooler on our head.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't wear a cowboy hat out just to shield you from the sun. It's more of a decoration. Okay.
Right.
And your cap, was that like a baseball cap with a
well,
thing on?
It has a, we call a poo cut in front.
Uh-huh.
And a cap usually, always in the winter, has ear flaps on it.
Okay, the kind that, okay, I've seen my grandfather's. Is it lined?
Yes.
Are they lined? Okay. Let's see, what else would I put like that? All right. And the clothing that you wear on Sunday, what do you wear on your legs? I mean, what do you wear on the bottom half of you?
My trousers.
Okay. And during the week you wouldn't wear your trousers, what would you wear?
I'd wear my work clothes.
Your work clothes. So you wouldn't wear your, you wouldn't say pants, that you wear pants to church, it would be trousers because they're dressier. Okay. And what do people need when they lose a little weight and they need to hold their pants up and they
suspenders.
Wear them over? Maybe they don't need to, they haven't lost any weight, maybe they just want to look fashionable. I think my grandpa wore suspenders.
I think we all do.
Okay, this is the kind of stove that it takes little black chunks. What kind of stove is that?
Coal stove.
And this is another form of fuel that's liquid.
Oil.
Okay. So, what would you have, an oil lamp? I guess that would be a kerosene lamp, not an oil lamp, would it?
You'd have a kerosene lamp, but your furnace, if you had an oil furnace, it's a different kind of oil, a little different grade.
Okay. And where would you use coal?
We'd use coal in a heater.
Uh-huh.
We used to call it a heaterola.
The kind that you shovel the coal in or heat.
That isn't used for cooking, it's used for heating.
Just for heating. So in the school rooms a long time ago, would they have a coal stove or would they have a wood burning?
No, they had coal stoves.
Okay. And where did they get the coal?
We hauled all of our coal from Elmy, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not too far.
18 miles south of here.
Okay. Let's see what happened. Okay, these are some things, some food items. This is something that comes out in the summer. It's yellow and it's long and it has little crunchy kernels. And
you love sweet corn.
Okay, and when it's not cut and it's on the
cob.
Okay, and the thing you pull off the corn,
the husks.
Do you call them anything else other than husks?
Just husks.
Would you say corn shuck ever? A corn shuck.
Well, I heard it referred to that.
But not here in Woodruff at
not
all.
Not here.
Okay.
That's back in Nebraska.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you've got experience from Nebraska, so, okay. And what about the fine white stuff that is on the corn that you have to pick off, the little strings? What would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
Yeah, I have. I can't think of it right now. It's
really soft.
Silk.
Corn silk, okay. This category, there would be lima, green.
Beans.
Okay. And what's your favorite kind of beans?